Welcome back from the break. I'm Ren Wadsworth.
I'm Maximus Hunter, and we are joined in studio by two fantastic members of Grey Rock Literary Magazine. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Yes, hello. Thank you for having us. I am Amy George, and I'm this year's poetry editor for the Grey Rock Review.
And I'm Natalia Sperry, and I'm our associate poetry editor this year.
Thanks, Amy and Natalia. So I've heard tell that you're going to read some poems for us.
Indeed we are.
Awesome. So why don't you each have two, right?
Yes.
Awesome. So why don't we just switch off in that way? Whichever one of you wants to start.
Sounds good.
All right. And if you'll just say your name and the title of the poem before you start reading it, that way if people want to look it up on their own, they can find it.
Okay, great. So we were both published in last year's Grey Rock Review, so we're going to be reading those poems. And my first poem is called April, and I wrote it quite a while ago, but here it is. Molding bodies into every corner and crevice, like warmed clay in our hands. Bitter smoke winding and evaporating after it has already peeled back our lips. Souls and souls stuck by the essence and trapped in the grime of whatever's left over. Tinkering with bottle caps and pull tabs, an aluminum tower of Babel. In heaven, the harps drown out the ringing in our ears. What we thought was confetti poppers, fireworks, was just a gunshot.
Snaps.
Alrighty.
Thanks, Amy.
This is a poem called But Like We Never Talk About the Female Astronauts by me, Natalia Sperry. But like we never talk about the female astronauts, and after the credits rolled on First Man, I said, that's bull. It was date night at the Lyric and we were 19, and he sighed like it wasn't cute anymore, asked why we can't just enjoy things. I was holding the leftover large popcorn that had set me back $6 with buttery fingers, and when he reached for more, I asked him if he could name a single one, because I knew right there I sure couldn't. And why was it so important that we fake the moon landing over and over when Sally Ride and Mae Jemison and Anna Lee Fisher were all just names in a picture book they showed me in kindergarten to tell me I could do anything, but Ryan Gosling reminds men that even their smallest steps belong in history. Don't get me wrong, I used to stare up at the moon and think with shivers about those first men too, but that's the point, because no woman, not even one of the 53 Earth has collectively sent into space, has stepped foot on a celestial body they weren't born on. And as we stood waiting for the lift, I shivered in just my star-covered Zelda t-shirt and faux flannel. I refused to borrow his jacket, and on his phone he read aloud names of women, and I looked up at a dark sky with crescent waxing. I couldn't breathe. It felt like black glass closing in overhead into eternities of smallness.
Snaps. Thank you so much, Natalia.
Sorry, I can't snap very well.
That's okay.
But my second poem is called Lead Poisoning, and that's by me, Amy George, also known as Yam. And here it is. They say Van Gogh may have had a taste for yellow paint, lining his workspace with wine glasses full of creamy sunshine. He took those rolled-up tubes and pried them open, tonguing out every remnant of that elixir, hoping that one of those drops would hit that last dark spot, coat every nasty corner with all good things, poured the contents directly down his throat. And you stare down the neck of a different kind of bottle, aside from burying yourself into a variety of other shades, plowing forward into a name that you have forgotten, wanting that to fill you up too. And he has chafed, bleeding nostrils from straightening those lines he knows so well, chopping methodically precise rows of white. And she uses that same razor for a different kind of edge, pushing deep, spilling out the sides something not as thick as paste, yellow paint. And maybe you were mine, those pretty little sentences and painted perfect life.
Snaps. Thanks, Amy. I'm curious, when did you write that?
I wrote that at the end of my freshman year.
Gotcha. All right, Natalia, you ready?
Yeah, definitely. This is a poem that I wrote in a sort of, I would say, infamous local cafe that I won't name, but I'll see if y'all at
does
home
it,
can
does
guess
it have
where
an
it is.
Animal affiliation?
I cannot comment on that.
Okay.
Let's see if everyone can guess. In the cafe we visit to pretend we're artists. And what's so bad about being a barista, anyways? great people, however thankless, with a cup of what they need to get them through the day. A public service, really, not to mention a craft of foam and drip and syrupy bean. But that isn't the point, is it? When people smile politely and ask about life plans through avocado toast on the tongue, like creamy, crunchy millennial medley and latte that is entirely too sweet, and in response or defense she says, art is not without risks, because saying is like smelling cigarette smoke and thinking, oh, that's a pretty way to die slowly, but she shaped her life in slant. Do that what you love, but pepper your education with, and also, so everyone remembers to take you seriously, sit under mosaic stars of the Art House Cafe, open 24 hours a day because we all can't stop kidding ourselves long enough to consider how the heat from these coffee cups feels like relief, the way the footsteps on old wood sound like neighbors come knocking, and isn't art dead anyways?
Snaps. You have a fantastic voice. Ever thought about doing radio?
Oh, haha, no.
I'm going to stick to the page.
Hey, we got you here now.
Both of you have such beautiful metaphors and similes in your poems.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I love, oh my gosh, they were so good. I love poetry so much. Do you guys know Andrea Gibson?
Sounds familiar.
They're from Boulder.
Oh.
Yeah, and they're incredible.
I'll have to check them out.
Yeah, love me some local poets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not allowed to try and guess what coffee shop that is.
Right? I don't know. Are you?
I mean, it's your poem.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored at all.
Not sponsored. Is it Alley Cat?
It's the Alley Cat. It's the Alley
Cat. It's the only 24-hour one.
Yeah, yeah. That's sort of a dead giveaway. Yeah. And also the pretension.
I mean... Yeah, there's another 24-hour coffee shop in town. It's just like no college students go there.
In the title, we'll leave it ambiguous. Who knows?
So. It could be any coffee shop. Who knows? Anyway, that's not why we're here. We're here to talk about Grey Rock Magazine and the Grey Rock Review. So for those who don't know, would you tell us what the Grey Rock Review is?
Yes. So the Grey Rock Review is the CSU literary journal, and it's open to all undergraduates of any major. We publish a new issue every spring, and we accept submissions of fiction, creative nonfiction, poetry, and visual art, and those submissions are actually open right now until December 20th.
Gotcha. And so you said that's for anyone in any major. If they wanted to submit their work, where could they do that?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we do have a website, but you can also go to Submittable. That's where we process all submissions. So you go to greyrockreview.submittable.com. You can send us your poems, fiction, creative nonfiction, visual arts, and we have a lot of guidelines online to sort of walk you through the process.
Awesome. Could you tell us about what some of those guidelines are? So a listener who maybe has a piece that... he wrote in one of his classes, because we're talking about me now, and thinks he might want to submit, but doesn't know if it would follow the guidelines.
Definitely. So for poetry, for our section, we accept a maximum of 5 poems that need to be no longer than 20 pages total. And we do want all poems in that case to be submitted on separate documents if you're submitting more than one. Also, something of note for those of you that like to play with form on the page, like I do. it's good to save your work as a PDF, because that's the only way we can guarantee that we preserve the form. So keep an eye out for that. I am speaking from experience here. Please, please pay attention to that. And then for fiction and creative nonfiction, you can submit 3 pieces of no more than 5,000 word total. And so that's pretty standard, like what you have to do for your classes, double spaced, 12-point font, Times New Roman, all that jazz.
Gotcha. Content restrictions?
There's really no content.
Yeah, I mean, we can't guarantee that certain risque things are going to be published, but...
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of things published in the past that cover a bunch of different topics, so it's really not
a huge issue.
Yeah.
Is it just if you guys deem it to have, like, literary value, it's not just risque to be risque?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, we definitely prefer for there to be, like, intention there. It's not just, like, a stream of, like, crosswords or, like, really explicit fan fiction.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's
not great for a literary magazine, the whole fan fiction thing.
There's other forums for all of that.
Yeah, totally. So when does the magazine come out?
It comes out in the spring. So the spring semester this year. But, yeah, we would love to... see any work that anyone has. It's super exciting to get to read everybody's, you know, work they've been working on for a while, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm gonna break the fourth wall here a little bit. Amy and I know each other outside of this station. We're talking previously about maybe, if Grey Rock gets some good submissions, having more readings on the show.
Oh, that'd be super cool.
Absolutely.
And I think this was a huge success with you two, so I would love to see more of that happen. Mm-hmm. But people got to submit. So you want to tell them one more time, if they're interested, where they can submit to?
You can submit to the greyrockreview.submittable.com/submit, or really just Google Grey Rock Review and it'll get you where you're going.
If you want, you can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and we'll give you all sorts of updates throughout the semester, keeping it fresh in your mind.
Where could I find you on Twitter or Instagram? What's your handle?
I think we're at Grey Rock Review.
Yeah, we got the OG.
Oh, yeah. We found the passwords. We hacked the system.
Yes. You're in.
All right. Is there anything else you guys want to add about your magazine, about submitting, just in general?
Well, we do blind reading, so it's all completely unbiased. That's why we ask for a separate cover letter, so we will completely just accept the work on its own basis.
Yeah, and we're really excited to see work from, again, all undergraduates. I know that when people hear literary journal or literary magazine, they tend to think, oh, English majors, oh, poetry, art, that's not me. But we really want to see anything that anybody on campus has to share with us.
All right. Well, from one review to another review, thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
We even have the word rock in both of our names. Grey Rock, wow. Rocky Mountain Rocky. Review. It makes sense that we've been doing this.
We're the same.
We should do this.
We're twins.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be doing that roundtable discussion about what series we would like to see made into a movie, and the Grey Rock girls will be joining us for that one, too. So, stick around, should be a lot of fun. We'll be right back.